I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump has been pushing hard for people to resume their normal activities as businesses reopen and public venues are getting back into action. A new AP-NORC poll finds that the majority of those questioned are reluctant to step out just yet. Here's AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Among those who regularly went to restaurants or the gym, only about half would feel comfortable returning anytime soon. Just 42% who went to concerts, movies, and games say they'd be back in coming weeks if allowed.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the daily death toll from COVID-19 has been slow to come down.
This number has been stubborn on its way down. But it's 109 yesterday. They're all in our thoughts and prayers.
Johns Hopkins, in its daily survey of pandemic reports, says New York has seen nearly 29,000 deaths. That's more than France and Spain. The death toll in the entire U.S. is close to 95,000 people. Experts say all of those figures are likely to be underreported. The man who shot the cell phone video of Ahmaud Arbery's shooting death on a residential street near Brunswick, Georgia, has been arrested. Georgia Bureau of Investigation Director Vic Reynolds on Roddy Bryan's charges.
As the warrants indicated, he's charged with an underlying felony. He's also charged with felony murder. So we believe the evidence would indicate that his underlying felony helped cause the death of Ahmaud Arbery.
Two other white men, a father and son, are also charged with killing Arbery in February. Two people, perhaps three, survived the crash of a Pakistani airliner who was trying to land at the Karachi airport today. AP's Kathy Gannon reports from the capital, Islamabad.
The plane crashed into a very crowded residential area. Rescue workers are still trying to recover the bodies. They've set up floodlights throughout the area to try to see what they're doing. But so far, they've only recovered about 45 bodies.
This is AP News. British researchers have taken the next step in the effort to develop a vaccine against the coronavirus. Charles de Ledesma reports from London.
Last month, scientists at Oxford University began immunizing more than 1,000 volunteers with their vaccine candidate in a preliminary trial designed to test safety. Now the team has announced the vaccination of just over another 10,000 people across Britain, including older people and children. Andrew Pollard, head of the Oxford Vaccine Group, says the clinical studies are progressing very well, initiating studies to evaluate how well the vaccine induces immune responses in older adults and to test whether it can provide protection in the wider population. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Archaeologists have found the bones of about 60 mammoths at an airport construction site north of Mexico City. They were near human-built traps where more than a dozen mammoths were found last year. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.